Rev up your thrills this summer at Cedar Point on the all-new Top Thrill 2. Drive the sky on the world's tallest and fastest triple-launch vertical speedway. And it's your last chance to get more fun for less with our limited-time bundle for just $49.99. Get admission, parking, and all-day drinks for one low price. But you better hurry, because this limited-time bundle ends June 30th. Save now at cedarpoint.com.
Ready for a new and exciting career challenge? At DHL Supply Chain, you're part of a team committed to creating innovative solutions for some of the biggest brands in the world. We're recognized as a best place to work, where people are valued, supported, and respected. DHL Supply Chain is hiring for a wide range of salaried operational and functional roles. Previous experience in logistics is welcome, but not required. All opportunities, no boundaries. DHL Supply Chain. Apply today at joindhl.com.
Time for a quick break to talk about McDonald's. Mornings are for mixing and matching at McDonald's. For just $3, mix and match two of your favorite breakfast items, including a sausage McMuffin, sausage biscuit, sausage burrito, and hash browns. Make it even better with a delicious medium iced coffee. With McDonald's mix and match, you can't go wrong. Price and participation may vary. Cannot be combined with any other offer or combo meal. Single item at regular price.
Welcome into 20th and Blake here on the Mile High Sports Podcast Network. I'm your host, Drew Kreisman, and as always, I'm excited to be talking Colorado Rockies baseball with you here on the show. And here on the show, I have got for you my conversation with Brenton Doyle. Of course, one of the most exciting and interesting players in the entire Colorado Rockies organization right now. If you're listening to this, you're likely well aware, but I'm going to go back over it again just for everyone's benefit. Brenton Doyle is a 25-year-old right-handed throwing, right-handed hitting, 6'3", and I think he's got more than that. Honestly, it's where he's listed, but center fielder who emerged last year as one of the best all-around defenders in the game, if not the best. And that's not just me saying that with my eye test and, you know, purple-colored glasses on or something like that. That's baseball savant, the people who track baseball at its most meticulous level, calling him the 99th percentile of defender in Major League Baseball. And of course, he won the gold glove in the National League as a rookie, which is an incredibly rare thing to do. So, we know what the guy can do now. Before I'm done listing the things that we know that he can do, his speed is, of course, off the charts. His arm is off the charts. The guy set the record for the fastest throw in Major League Baseball, well, StatCast history, so since 2015. So, we haven't been measuring it that long, but still, hardest throw from an outfielder belongs to Brenton Doyle. I think he's the fourth or fifth fastest guy in baseball last year, with really only Ellie De La Cruz and Corbin Carroll being measurably faster than Brenton Doyle out there. He's basically tied with that next group of guys. So, what of course is the other half that we all know? He has yet to find his swing. Well, maybe. For his first several months, he really struggled at the plate, struck out a lot, the batting average under 200. The power would show up, and power to all fields. He hit home runs both ways, a couple of doubles on triples off of that right field wall with the speed that he's got, but a lot of empty at-bats, right? Kind of quietly, had a very strong September. Brought the batting average up over 200, which required him to hit kind of like 270 or 280 for that final month. Was making a lot more contact. Obviously, that's how you get more hits. And this spring, while he hasn't had a monster spring, the biggest and best news for him is that he's taken this 30 to 35% strikeout rate that he's had, and often had in the minors, and cut it down to 23% for spring training. Now, it's a small sample size of 18 games, but you've seen that he is still, and he's hitting 286, so he's making contact more. The power hasn't shown up at all yet. He didn't hit any home runs in the spring, but it's pretty clear that he came in with a focus on making more contact. And when you have the kind of speed that he does, and when you play at Coors Field, that's really, really going to be massively important for him taking, even if you want to look at it in these terms, again, small sample size stuff, right? But The WRC Plus, right, the Park and League adjusted stat that he had last year of 43, one of the lower marks. That's well below the league average, right? What has he been this spring training? 74. Now, that's still below the league average, but that's a big improvement. And if he can hang out in that general area, that allows his defense to make him into a borderline all-star caliber player. One of the things we've been talking about all offseason, one of the questions I get asked most about is about this, because you can see where the improvement would come, right? It's how can this guy figure out to be at least semi-productive at the plate, somebody that you're worried about a little bit. And if he does become that kind of guy, he just becomes a monster value for the team. So that's, of course, where we are with Brenton Doyle at this time. And as you'll hear, he's already beginning to see himself as one of the leaders in the clubhouse, and he's already being recognized as one of the sort of indispensable members of the team. And I think he's embracing that in a great way. So let's talk a little more about it afterward. But right now, here's my conversation with Brenton Doyle. All different perspectives, so obviously you're a little bit removed from that. But what do you remember most about just that first taste of big league camp?
For me, it was just, you know, really being observing and seeing what these guys have been doing these camps for a long time, kind of go about their day and what's different from this camp and minor league camp, and really just taking notes and asking a lot of questions, picking a lot of brains and trying to just get more and more comfortable as you go through it.
Were there any guys in particular, maybe a few guys who you thought were especially helpful at helping you settle in?
Yeah, for sure. I mean, Charlie was one of those guys. You know, he would even go out of his way without me having to ask him anything, just to help me out. And kind of really went a long way, especially for when I debuted in Coors Field, because Karen Campy, he always talked about, you know, the outfield there and what to expect.
From a competitive standpoint, was there a moment where there was somebody maybe you got in the box against early on and went, oh, okay, big leaguers, you know?
Not really. I mean, yeah. The minor league system, especially Double A, you know, it's pretty comparable. And I mean, there's guys doing big league stuff in Double A, and there wasn't really a big, you know, jump, honestly. But yeah.
Yeah. Hey, fair enough. I mean, once you got to the bigs and started going through that whirlwind, regardless of the level of competition, you know, and I know we talked about this some last year, but now that you can look at it as kind of a crystallized thing, when did it start to feel for you like it was settling into being normal?
I mean, honestly, the worst or the most, you know, nerve-wracking, excited part about it is just leading up the debut day, and then, you know, when you cross those lines, you kind of zone back in and everything feels normal again. So, I mean, it wasn't a huge adjustment period, and honestly, like, mentally, once you cross those lines, you kind of, you know, just remind yourself it's the same game, just at a different level.
And one of the things that is different is now people know who you are. I noticed when the, you know, Rockies, their MLB Network or something's doing a highlight package, and they're showing the Rockies. 9 times out of 10 right now, that's you running and tracking one down, making a dive. How does that feel to kind of be one of, right away, kind of one of the faces of this franchise?
Yeah, super cool. I mean, you know, I love the recognition. I mean, it just fuels me to want to do more and to keep doing it.
I feel like it also fuels kind of the vibes in general in the clubhouse. Mm-hmm. You and Nolan Jones, Ezekiel Tovar, I think, doesn't always get as much credit, right? But how do you feel in terms of the energy and the vibes? Obviously, last year didn't go the way you guys wanted to, but as individuals, a lot of you were coming up together with a lot of opportunities and chances to do some interesting things here.
For sure. I mean, we have a pretty special young core, honestly, in my opinion. I mean, it's pretty cool with these guys. I played coming up in the minor league system, you know, see more and more of them in the clubhouse in Denver, and it's pretty special. I mean, take a look at the Diamondbacks a couple years ago, and they lost 100 games, and, you know, they're World Series contenders this past season. So it's awesome that, you know, we're getting these opportunities like we are, and we know it's going to pay off in the long run.
And that was the last thing I was going to ask you about, is some of your own young guys. Now, it's kind of weird, because you're not an old guy, you're not a veteran yet, not by any means, but, you know, do you have advice to offer to the younger players now that you're just on the other side of the debut? And what do you think of some of these guys coming up?
Yeah, I mean, some guys come to me just because I'm an easy person to talk to, especially if they don't want to, you know, pick the brain of an older veteran guy. I don't know, but it's cool just because I can just share info and, you know, kind of calm the nerves of them or just kind of remind them that, like, you know, yeah, we're big leaguers, but at the same time, like, it's the same game at the end of the day, and just have fun and soak it in for sure.
We're all ball players here to play a little ball, right?
Yeah.
Have they been coming to you? Some of these guys, Veen, Beck a little bit, maybe some of these?
Yeah, a couple of them. Ryan Ritter asked me some questions the other day. And, I mean, I spend a lot of time with Beck in the outfield doing individual work, so he'll pick my ear here and there.
That's got to be fun, man, being kind of both roles where you get to you're still doing a lot to show out,
right,
improve, and,
right,
and doing all that, but you've got that big league experience under your belt, and you can help out the next generation.
Yeah, it's cool. I mean, I'm not a veteran by any means, but just to kind of relay what my experience was to them and, you know, kind of answer some of their questions is pretty cool.
Did you hear that? That's what an estimated 500 horsepower sounds like. X-Stone, give it to you. How about that? That's a premium Bang & Olufsen sound system with 18 speakers and a Biosonic sound experience. That's our legacy. You ready to be a part of it? X-Stone, give it to you. Unlock the energy of the all-electric ZDX Type S. Give up. Order now at Acura.com.
I know how to run a hair salon, but for small business insurance, I chose my State Farm agent. She's a small business owner too, so she knew how to help me personalize my policies. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there. Talk to an agent today.
Walmart Plus members save on meeting up with friends. Save on having them over for dinner with free delivery with no hidden fees or markups. That's groceries, plus napkins, plus that vegetable chopper to make things a bit easier. Plus, members save on gas to go meet them in their neck of the woods. Plus, when you're ready for the ultimate sign of friendship, start a show together with your included Paramount Plus subscription. Walmart Plus members save on this, plus so much more. Start a 30-day free trial at walmartplus.com. Paramount Plus, essential plan only. Separate registration required. See Walmart Plus terms and conditions.
Time for a quick break to talk about McDonald's. Mornings are for mixing and matching at McDonald's. For just $3, mix and match two of your favorite breakfast items, including a sausage McMuffin, sausage biscuit, sausage burrito, and hash browns. Make it even better with a delicious medium iced coffee. With McDonald's mix and match, you can't go wrong. Price and participation may vary. Cannot be combined with any other offer or combo meal. Single item at regular price.
Yeah, thanks, Brenton.
Thanks again to Brenton for taking the time. And I do want to talk a little bit about where we sort of left the conversation there. And, you know, we've talked a lot about the vibes in the Rockies clubhouse at the end of last year and how they really took a different direction. And I do think the confidence that Brenton Doyle, Nolan Jones, and Ezekiel Tovar comport themselves with has begun to radiate throughout the organization. When I was down there for spring training, you could really feel a team that was up, that didn't, you know, it didn't seem like you were walking into a clubhouse with a bunch of guys hanging their heads after we had a terrible, terrible season and, you know, the front office didn't go and get any help, so gosh, we're going to be terrible. Like, there was none of that going on, right? Now, obviously, you still have to go out there between the lines and have the talents, and I've given my analysis on where the pitching is and all of that. I still think it's going to be another long season from a win-loss standpoint. But I absolutely love that Brenton Doyle is looking at the Arizona Diamondbacks, who lost their 100 games just a couple years ago, and saying, you know what? Why not us? I look around this room and I see this guy and this guy and that guy, you know, that he's talking up the young core, that he believes it's a special group of players that has a chance to impact the team. And it really does all start there. There's, you know, that old saying in baseball that if you walk up to the plate thinking that you might strike out, well, you will, right? That's a self-fulfilling prophecy. And you have to have that core belief in yourself, but also in your teammates. And there have been times in years past where I think there was a leadership component in the Rockies that even sometimes vocally, publicly, right? There were a couple of times Nolan Arenado came out and said he was unhappy that the team didn't make extra trades, go and get free agents, do X, Y, and Z. And I would often say, you know, the natural logical conclusion of that is that you're saying you don't think the guys that you've got in here are good enough. And while not everyone's going to interpret it that way, if only a handful of your teammates do, that's not a good thing, right? Whatever you may believe. And so I think that it's really interesting. Now, of course, they're kind of young guys without much to lose, right? They don't have any expectations foisted upon them just yet. But I really have appreciated, even though I didn't get any one-on-one time with Nolan Jones this spring training, talked to him a lot last year, same type of vibes, right? They're all about this new era, this new wave of young players, belief in themselves and what they can accomplish. And for a guy who's only in his second year, and again, I think actually I'll end by saying it this way. I think Brenton Doyle is a perfect microcosm of where the Rockies are at as an organization, where, like, yeah, you could look at his raw numbers and go, the guy was one of the worst hitters in all of baseball last year, right? You could look at the Colorado Rockies record, go, 103 loss season, one of the worst teams in all of baseball last year. Why is there anything to be excited about? But you listen to Brenton Doyle talk, you dig a little deeper into the numbers, you look at the potential for the future, and you go, yeah, there is reason to be excited. And both of those things kind of go together, right? So, yeah, I love that he's basically looking at those teams that went through their struggles, but then got to the World Series and says, why not us? That's where it starts. It's a long road from here to there, but that's where it starts. Thanks again to Brenton Doyle, and thanks again to all of you for taking the time to listen into this episode of 20th and Blake here on the Mile High Sports Podcast Network. Make sure you're checking out Instagram for all those one-minute short videos I've been doing. Got one on the Ezekiel Tovar extension that was a lot of fun to make, the Charlie Blackmon one. Got Zach Veen and Chris Bryant videos up there. Got ones coming your way on Justin Lawrence, Adiel Amador. Really trying to tell these one-minute stories in a fun, entertaining, and hopefully informative way that fit into your schedule a little bit out there. So if you haven't done the Instagram thing before, it's really, really easy to set up an account, jump on there and do it. If you do have one, I highly recommend you following Mile High Sports and looking out, because I'm going to be making a lot of these Rockies videos this year. And if you're really not into another social media platform, the vast majority of them are going to be posted on YouTube. So just make sure you're following Mile High Sports on YouTube. Other than that, I can only ever thank you all for being absolutely fantastic out there. You know that I will continue to be absolutely Drew Kreisman in here. And until next time, I will see you at the ballpark.
Time for a quick break to talk about McDonald's. Mornings are for mixing and matching at McDonald's. For just $3, mix and match two of your favorite breakfast items, including a sausage McMuffin, sausage biscuit, sausage burrito, and hash browns. Make it even better with a delicious medium iced coffee. With McDonald's mix and match, you can't go wrong. Price and participation may vary. Cannot be combined with any other offer or combo meal. Single item at regular price.
NetCredit is here to say yes to a personal loan or line of credit when other lenders say no. Apply in minutes and get a decision as soon as the same day. Loans offered by NetCredit or lending partner banks and serviced by NetCredit. Application subject to review and approval. Learn more at netcredit.com/partner. NetCredit, credit to the people.
At Amica Insurance, we know it's more than a life policy. It's about the promise and the responsibility that comes with being a new parent. Being there day and night, and building a plan for tomorrow, today. For the ones you'll always look out for, trust Amica Life Insurance. Amica, empathy is our best policy.
Walmart Plus members save on meeting up with friends. Save on having them over for dinner with free delivery with no hidden fees or markups. That's groceries, plus napkins, plus that vegetable chopper to make things a bit easier. Plus, members save on gas to go meet them in their neck of the woods. Plus, when you're ready for the ultimate sign of friendship, start a show together with your included Paramount Plus subscription. Walmart Plus members save on this, plus so much more. Start a 30-day free trial at walmartplus.com. Paramount Plus, Essential plan only. Separate registration required. See Walmart Plus terms and conditions.
Cheers to a great day and this ice-cold Corona.
You know what would make this day even better? My grandma's carne asada.
Throw in some music.
We can watch the game. Or we could keep it simple.
Corona, la vida más fina. Get your Corona at ordercorona.com. Relax responsibly. Corona Extra Beer, imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.